Play areas receive funding boost. Play areas, community centres and sustainability projects have received a funding boost. In South Oxfordshire, £320,000 has been awarded through the South Oxfordshire District Council's capital grant scheme to support community projects that improve quality of life for residents. The Berrin Centre in Berrinsfield will receive £75,000 to improve accessibility and sustainability. Laura Hart, director of the Berrin Centre, said, "The support provided by the South Oxfordshire District Council capital grant scheme has made our project possible. The refurbishment of the Berrin Centre will enable us to support more people and make sure that this well-loved community facility continues to feel like the warm and welcoming space that it's known to be. The planned improvements include upgrading the heating system, adding insulation, resealing windows, installing new doors and replacing and widening the access ramps. A new kitchen will also be installed, and redecoration throughout the centre will help create a more welcoming environment. Wheatley Parish Council has been awarded £50,000 to refurbish the playground at Church Road Recreation Ground. Alison Sercombe, chairman of Wheatley Parish Council, said, "Wheatley's Church Road Recreation Ground was last refurbished in 2007 and is showing signs of wear and tear from generations of Wheatley children. This is an exciting project which will deliver both physical and imaginative play for the next generation of children, family members and carers, and will be an asset to the village. The South Oxfordshire District Council Capital Grant Scheme supports voluntary organisations and parish councils with projects that benefit the community." Councillor Georgina Heritage, Cabinet Member for Committees at South Oxfordshire District Council, said, "We are delighted to be able to award Capital Grant Scheme funding to help local organisations, our local voluntary sector and town and parish councils bring impactful projects to life that will benefit communities and improve quality for life for people in South Oxfordshire. A total of 10 projects have been funded in the 2025-26 round. These include installing new bicycle shelters with e-bike charging at the Earth Trust Centre, installing solar panels on the roof of Holton Village Hall, new changing rooms at Abingdon Rugby Club, converting the Forge in Binfield Heath into a community facility, and refurbishing Warborough and Shillingford Village's Great Memorial Hall. The Council's proposed budget includes plans for another round of capital grant funding in 2026-27. Eligible projects must be located within the district or within 3 miles of its boundary." And the article is accompanied by a colour photograph of the revamp work at the Berrinsfield Centre's new community cafe last year.